Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program. We're continuing to teach you the uncompromised Word of God so that you can live in victory. And we're talking to you about the Word in your life. It's to live and abide in you. It's your sure foundation. It's what you can trust in. We've seen the fact from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the Word of God is alive, it's quick, it's powerful, active, and operative to produce fruit in your life. We saw the fact that the Word, Jesus, who was made flesh, is the way everything was brought into being, because God took the Word and spoke it forth, and the heavens were made by the Word of the Lord. He spoke forth, light be, and light was. We understand from Hebrews 11:3 that the worlds were framed by the spoken Word of God. We saw in Hebrews 1:3 that Jesus was upholding all things by the spoken Word of His power. And we saw the fact that how we got born again. In 1 Peter 1:23, we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God that lives and abides forever, as you and I were begat with the Word of truth. James 1:18. We also saw the fact that John 6:63, Jesus revealed that the Word is spirit and life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they're spiritual law, and they're life. And from Isaiah 55, verse 8 through 11, we saw the fact that the Word goes forth out of His mouth. It does not return void, but it accomplishes that which He pleases and prospers into the thing whereto it was sent. Now Romans 12, 2 tells us something important, that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed, metamorphosized, changed from carnal mind into a spiritual-minded person by the renewing of our mind, so we prove the good and beneficial will of God, acceptable and well-pleasing, and perfect, completing and fulfilling will of God in our life. Now we're going to get the mind renewed to the truth, and what are we doing? Through the knowledge of God, we're putting on the new man. Colossians 3:10, we put on the new man, renewed in knowledge. Then in 2 Peter 1, we saw the fact that grace and peace will be multiplied to us through the knowledge of God. And through the knowledge of God, we become partaker of the divine nature as we possess the exceeding great and precious promises. We also saw from Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16 that the covenant that He's made with us in the new covenant today is that He takes His laws, His word, and puts it and writes it in our heart and in our mind, in our heart producing faith and in our mind producing hope. As we saw in 2 Corinthians 3:3, the word is written with the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, which is the Old Testament, but in the fleshy tables of the heart. Colossians 3:16 says the Word of Christ is the dwelling us richly in all wisdom, and as the Word's abiding us, and we pray the Word, as we saw in John 15:7, it will be done unto us. The Word is the key in your life. Now Acts 20:32 says the Word has the power to build us up and to give us an inheritance. This is why you've got to pay attention to God's Word and get it in you. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 to 24 says to pay attention to His Word. Incline your ear unto His sayings. Let it not depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. All you want to see, all you want to hear, all you want in your heart is the Word of God. It's life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And you must keep or guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of the forces of life. We also need to keep this word in our mouth. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You're to meditate therein day and night. In the New Testament now, it's abiding in us. It's to be our thoughts continually, so that we observe to do all that's written therein, and then you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. Then in Psalms 1:2, our delight is to be the law of the Lord, and meditating it day and night, we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, you've got to keep this word in you and do it consistently, and you'll prosper in all that you do. Numbers 23:19, we saw the fact that God's not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he'd repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he will make it good. 1 Kings 8:56, we saw the fact that there's not failed one word of all his good promise. And Psalms 138, verse 2, he's magnified his word above all thy name. Hey, God's word is going to come to pass if you hear and do it. You've got to get confidence in it and trust in it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the word of our God shall stand forever. And in Luke 21:33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. You see, this is the word of the covenant that we have. Psalms 105, verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. This word, the word of his covenant, he's going to perform it. 2 Peter 1:19, we have a more sure word of prophecy. That's the word of God. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. This is why you got to take heed to God's word. Now 1 Thessalonians 2:13, the word of God works effectually in those that believe. You must believe it. And believing is not just I agree with it in my mind. It's acting upon it and doing what it says. As you look very closely, everybody that believes does the word in the Bible. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Well, today we're going to continue on, and we've got more to talk to you about the word of God. In John 17, verse 17, the Bible says this, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth, or also means reality, and you're going to be sanctified through the word to be holy before him. Remember, God said, be holy as I am holy. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is pure. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him. His word is pure. It is holy. It's what we need to walk in so that he will be a protector for us. John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's quite a promise. If you really love him, remember what it says back in verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If a man love me, he will keep my words. You keep it. And then the Father will love us, love him, and we, the Father and Jesus, will come and make their abode. Otherwise, he'll come and he'll manifest himself mightily in your life. 1 John 2:5 says, whoso keepeth his word. Otherwise, we got to keep his word, hear and do it consistently. In him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. So you got to keep the word, doing it consistently. And that shows the fact that you're abiding in him. Then Mark chapter 7, verse 7 and following, it says, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. You got to be sure that you're not believing and acting upon or teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They laid aside the commandment of God. They were holding the traditions of men. And it says full well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition in verse 9. Then in verse 13, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition. Otherwise, if you have for doctrines the commandments of men, and you are following these traditions of men, you essentially have rejected the commandment of God, whether you realize it or not. And if you aren't, if you're keeping your own tradition, you make the word of God of none effect through your tradition. That's why you got to be sure that what you are believing is not a tradition of men. Now in 2 Timothy 3:5, the Bible says this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, this is talking about in the last days, how men will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. And it said that they would have a form of godliness. We see a lot of people out there with a form of godliness that deny the power of God that's resident in his word. It says, from such turn away. You see, you've got to get this word in you. In fact, it is spiritual food to you. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's word is spiritual food to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, here he says how he'd humbled him, suffered him to hunger, fed him with manna, and he said that he must make him know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. You live by the word of God. Proverbs 4:22 says they're life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. It produces health and it produces life. Jeremiah 15:16, he says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. You get this word, eating it, taking it in you. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Remember, the word gets in your heart, and it will produce joy. If you don't have joy and rejoicing in your heart, that's because you probably don't have much of the word in you. The devil's probably taken it out. No wonder you're not walking in victory. In John chapter 6 and verse 32, Jesus said that he was that bread from heaven, the true bread from heaven, which he identifies as himself. He said that in verse 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. We should hunger after the word of God. Want the word of God in us. That's what brings true satisfaction. Job 23 verse 12, he said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That ought to be your attitude. The words of his mouth are more important than your necessary food. I tell you, are you sure every day that you make sure that you get the word of God in you so you have your spiritual food for the day? Or are you always, I'm sure you got your priority on eating your necessary physical food, but how about your spiritual food? It is what you need. Luke chapter 10, verse 39. Here's where Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. In verse 42, Jesus said, Mary hath chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her. And the one thing was needful, that she get the word in her. You've got to get the word in you. You need the word of God. It is your life. It is your spiritual food that's going to strengthen you, build you up, gives your inheritance, produces your healing, your salvation, your victory, all the promises of God. It does all these things that we've talked about. In John chapter 8, verse 31, he says, Jesus said to the Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, the word continue is the Greek word meno, meaning to continue, dwell, abide in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Just because you say you're a disciple of Jesus doesn't mean you're one. It's only if you continue in the word, because a disciple is a disciplined one. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciplined ones, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Notice that knowing the truth is preceded by you being a disciplined one, which is preceded by you continuing in the word. Otherwise, if you don't continue in the word, you're not a disciple, and you won't know the truth, and the truth will not make you free. Because knowing the truth here, you can tell, is not just having knowledge. It is one who has acted upon the word, become disciplined in it, doing it, and that produces that freedom in their life. So as you continue in the word, doing it consistently, you become a disciplined one, applying it becomes your lifestyle, you'll know the truth because you have done the word, and then that truth will make you free. Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord said, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God will hasten his word to perform it in your life. God's word is living and abiding. It is that which you can trust in. It is that which will produce fruit in your life. It is that which is spiritual food that you need to get on the inside of you. God's word will bring forth the promises in you as you are a consistent hearer and doer of the word of God. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.